day out there. Joining us in studio this morning is Lisa Willison from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. She just started the spot there. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. It is beautiful outside.
Oh my goodness. 68 degrees right now. I cannot ask for much better weather than that. Yesterday actually got a little bit warm.
It did.
From what I understand, I didn't get outside. I wasn't feeling well yesterday, so but it apparently got up to 80 yesterday, so fairly warm. So, all right, Lisa, it's that time of year. Let's talk about the four designated storm shelters in the city of Independence.
That's right. So after this week, I'm not going to talk about storm shelters anymore in hopes that we don't need to discuss storm shelters. But as I mentioned last week, it's always a good idea to know what the plan is before you're in a crisis situation and the sirens are going off in your community. So I do want the public to be made aware of the four designated storm shelters in Independence: the Civic Center at 410 North Penn Avenue, the Independence High School Gymnasium at 1301 North 10th Street. It's only available Monday through Friday after 4 when school's not in session, and all day on Saturday, Sunday. The Montgomery County Judicial Center basement at 300 East Main, and the temporary City Hall Building D at 811 West Laurel. And pets can be brought in pet carriers to all three locations, except for the high school. That fourth location does not accept pets. So I want to put that out there because a lot of us have lived in Independence for all of our lives. We know this. We know those locations. But we have had so many new people relocate to our community from, you know, states all over the place, that we want to make sure that while they're getting acclimated to our community in the middle of a storm situation, all of the newcomers to Independence know where to go to seek shelter, as well as if you are not at your home, but you're out and about in the community, you need to get to the closest location. So not only do you need to know the one that's closest to your home, but you do need to know about all four of them.
Absolutely. And not a lot of communities have community storm shelters, so that's always a good thing to have to help protect everybody. Of course, the Little House on the Prairie Museum is now open for the season. Lots of fun to be had out there.
That's right. So we get calls every day about people who are coming into town and they're visiting Little House on the Prairie. So we want to make sure that everyone listening on the radio knows about this. If you're new to the community, if you've lived in the community forever, or maybe you're just driving around you're catching this radio station, it might be something you want to do and come to Independence. So admission is only $3 for adults. It's $1 for kiddos. They're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5, Sunday from 1 to 5. They have the replica log cabin out there. They have a schoolhouse, a post office, a gift store, lots of super cute items out there. And then they have mules and miniature donkeys and miniature ponies that the kids can pet. So grab some of your apples and your oats and take them with you to feed the animals, pack a lunch. You know, it is outside of town, so there's not a place to eat close by. I mean, you can drive back in town, no problem, but it would be, you know, extra fun to have that picnic experience. So if you're planning to go to the prairie, maybe plan it around the lunch hour and pack a lunch and take the whole family out and enjoy life on the prairie. If you want more information, you can always call them at 620-289-4238.
All right. And this happened last night, but it happens every Monday. The VFW has their bingo nights on Mondays.
I know. It did happen last night, but as you mentioned, it's every Monday. And Jenny Soper stopped me. She has Magnolia Blossom Inn, and apparently she is one of the callers at bingo. And so she wanted me to give some shout outs to VFW Bingo, which we've talked about before. But I do want people to know that this is a fun opportunity to get out and do something fun with family and family members of all ages. Doors open at 5, games begin at 7, and the packs start at $7. So it's some affordable fun, and again, something that you can do with every single family member.
Absolutely. It's always a lot of fun. And then Tuesday, every Tuesday, and even today, we have the free food boxes being handed out at the Park Oval.
That's right. So that's going to start here in just a little bit at 10:30 in the Park Oval. They will be passing out food boxes as they have done for many months during the pandemic. So I want to make people aware that by the end of April, because right now it's scheduled to end the end of April, we're estimating that over 16,000 boxes of food have been distributed in our community. That is amazing and absolutely wonderful that we've been able to provide this gift to our citizens. And over 1,200 hours of volunteerism have taken place out in the park in days like today when it's beautiful and days like January and February those volunteers are very much appreciated, and those boxes have fresh meat and produce and dairy products in them, and no income requirements. If you know someone who could use a box, and maybe they are someone who works and their work schedule won't allow them to get one, you know, get in line, get a box, and go drop it off on their front porch. Send them a quick text that lets them know that you've extended some love and random acts of kindness by getting a box for them and helping someone out.
And of course, with the Being Tuesday, we talk about this every Tuesday. It's time to take your recyclables out to the sanitation yard.
That's right. So it's important that we keep our community looking nice, beautifying it when we can, being good to Mother Earth by recycling. So our city has really jumped on that bandwagon and provided us lots of opportunities to do the right thing. So go green and drop off your recyclables every Tuesday, like today, at the sanitation yard at 21st and Maple from 11 to 1. You can also drop off, you know, all those junk items that you're digging out from your garage and while you're cleaning up your property. So debris and appliances and furniture and bulky items can be dropped off as well. And then those same bulky items can be dropped off on Thursdays from 8 to 2. And you can also drop off your recyclables and your bulky items every first Saturday of the month. And then I might also add that as a part of Love Independence, the City of Independence is going to extend some kindness to all of us. And from the entire week right before Love Independence Day, which is April the 24th, you'll be able to drop off your recyclables and your bulky items from the 19th through the 24th, or at least the 25th, basically all day long. I think they're going to open up at 7 and be done in the afternoon. So that's a great way to be able to get those items out of your property.
All right. And do we want to go ahead and jump to our guest so he's not waiting too long? Or
Can I hit the rest of these?
Yes. Let's just do quick hits real quick.
And then we'll lead into Jason.
Yeah, there is a Red Cross blood drive today out at the Civic Center. So plenty of time to get out there and give blood.
That's right. So that is today. It's every other month in Independence. And 11:15 to 5:15, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment and give the gift of life and donate your blood.
Absolutely. Blood needed more now than ever. And also wanting to check out the Indie Brew Works. Of course, on Wednesday nights, they have the mixtape music bingo and trivia night on Thursday. Always lots of fun out there at Indie Brew Works.
That's right. So we're so fortunate to have a brewery in Independence, and they are offering up lots of really fun things to do. So as you mentioned, mixtape music bingo is Wednesday evenings around 7 o'clock. Thursday evenings around that same time will be trivia night. They're even having beer yoga is coming back to the brewery on May the 1st. April 17th, you can even do brewery tours that they're offering up. So I encourage everyone to go to their Facebook page, their Instagram page. You can even sign up for their newsletter so that you will be made aware of all the activities that are happening at the brewery. And I also want to let everyone know that the brewery is a family-friendly environment. It's a great, super place to hang out, you know, with your family, your kiddos, your friends. They serve custom brews, local wines, some great root beer. So head over to the brewery and have a good time.
And here's one of the things I'm looking forward to, since I do have my kids this weekend, and it's now time for opening day at the park, a day full of fun about to happen this Saturday.
Oh my gosh, there's tons of things happening out in the park. So we've got park opening, as you mentioned, this Saturday. All the fun begins around 10 o'clock in the morning. It's a putt-putt tournament that's happening. $5 for a team of four. They're giving prizes away, so you want to take part in that. Grab the family and bring all the kids out, because there will be free train rides, carousel rides, food vendors, a petting zoo, and camel rides. And then wrapping up a day in the fun Fun in the Sun will be a free movie night under the stars. So that's going to be in the Park Oval. It's featuring The Croods, A New Age, and you won't want to miss out on that. And then I'll let everyone know that the rides will stay open every Saturday and Sunday after park opening from 1 to 5. And then on May 27th, it'll be open regular hours during the weekdays as well. So, and then also in the park this weekend, we're having Osage Days, and there will be some events in the band shell on Saturday around 11 o'clock. And then at 1:15, they will be headed to the Performing Arts Center for some more activities. And then on the 11th, that will be on Sunday at 1:30 at the Civic Center, there will be some additional activities. So you can go to the Independence Historical Museum and Arts Center's Facebook page and their website. You'll see a full listing of all the activities that will be listed for Osage Days.
So lots of fun happening this weekend. And don't let the weekend fun end on Saturday, because Sunday on the 11th, it's time to head on over to Dickie's Barbecue Pit.
That's right. Always lots of fun at Dickie's. Mm-hmm. So they've got Sunday Fun Day, which is the cornhole tournament, and registration begins at 11. The tournament begins at noon. So check out Dickie's Facebook page and make sure that you're aware of all the fun things that they have going on, because they not only have the cornhole tournament, but they also have blues and barbecue. It's always on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. So that's coming up next week on the 14th, and that's from 6:30 to 9 at Dickie's Barbecue. And you'll enjoy, obviously, their great menu of foods, and Martin and the Dead Guys will be playing lots of good blues music.
Good stuff there. And then the third Thursday at the VFW from 9 to 3, a veterans representative from Wichita will be available for veterans to file a claim with the VA.
That's right. So from 9 to 3, there will be a veterans representative in town assisting all those veterans needing to file claims. And they will continue to come every third Thursday. They will be serving coffee and muffins. But if you need more information, you can contact the VFW. But again, third Thursdays from 9 to 3, and that will be at the VFW.
New Life Baptist Church, well, they are having a free clothing closet.
That's right, April 17th from 9 to 12. If you're someone that would need and benefit from free clothing, be sure to go to New Life Baptist Church, 2515 South 10th Street, just right at the edge of town.
And after you do that, go get some lunch somewhere, and then head back out to the Riverside Park to the band shell for a concert.
Yeah, I'm going to mention just a lot of things that are happening on that day, because it's going to be super, super fun day. And we're going to lead right into Jason Wong, who's on the phone. So we've got at the park, we're going to have an Honors Day concert that the ICC band will be putting on at Riverside Park in the Hilly Band Shell at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. So if you want to enjoy some music, you can do that. If you are a motorcyclist and you want to get out and ride that bike, especially for those people that are listening in Coffeyville, there's going to be a Montgomery County Bike Night rollout that's going to begin on the 17th at Lanning's Bar and Grill from 4 o'clock to close. And then they'll also be doing a couple of rollout dates on May the 1st at Sassy's in Sycamore and May the 15th at the VFW. You can check out our Facebook page for all those. But it's time to get those motorcycles out, enjoy some riding around. And you know what? While you're out riding around, we're going to send you to the airstrip attack here in a minute. But and then there is some football on the 17th. Independence Community College will be taking on Garden City.
It's going to be a good game. Both teams are really good.
It's going to be super good. So that's at Schulte Stadium at 7 o'clock in the evening. And then also on Sunday, there's going to be a jazz band performance at Stony Bee's Grub and Pub, and that's 7 o'clock in the evening. And all those events are not going to conflict with all the activities out at the airstrip, because they're all in the evening time. And even if you were to attend some of them, you can still go to the airstrip attack. So I'm super excited to let everyone know, as we've been talking about for weeks and weeks now, haven't we, Kyle, that Kansas Airstrip Attack is coming back to the Independence Municipal Airport in a few short days, Saturday and Sunday, April 17th and 18th. As I've said before, it's going to be some one-of-a-kind performance cars and drivers from all over the country coming in to do some serious drag racing on our airport's runway. Cars you don't see in Independence, like right. Lamborghinis and Porsches and Ferraris and Corvettes and Mustangs and BMWs.
Flying down that
flying
track.
Down, absolutely, and motorcycles as well. And we've got roll racing and car clubs that are coming. And I'm just going to turn it over to you and Jason, because we're so excited to have Jason calling in from California. You know, there's a time difference here. So
yes, yeah,
Jason's already had four cups of coffee as he's preparing to tell us all about the airstrip attack.
Absolutely. And let's go ahead and get him on the line right now. Jason Wong, he's out there in California right now getting ready for the Kansas airstrip attack happening here in just a few weeks. And Jason, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on today. And Jason, again, just let everybody know a little bit more about the Kansas airstrip attack. Lots of great things that will be out there. Last year, you guys put on a great show, and I think more people came out than you had than anticipated. And now even more coming out for this year. It seems like you've sold a ton of tickets for this year's event.
Yeah, last year, you know, we had to deal with COVID and a bunch of issues. This year, that's not as much of an issue anymore. So we've got all of a full field roster of race cars coming in from all over the country. As of right now, I'm just looking at the list, and we've got 160 car numbers issued, which is like more than, it's like double of last year's number. So a lot of race cars, lots of really, really fast cars. Some of the fastest street cars in the country will be coming into Independence, Kansas for this race. We've got our typical half mile racing, which is from a standing start, you go a half mile and see how fast you can go. But this event is pretty special because we've got the roll race going on. It's called the Super Roll. And that is sort of a heads-up race. Cars sort of roll out to like 50 or 60 miles per hour. Then they take a hit at the same time, and the first to the finish wins that. So we're doing both forms of racing over the course of the weekend. The finals for the roll race is on Sunday. So really, if you're watching, you want to sort of watch both days, because you'll see them sort of get through the brackets starting Saturday and finishing up on Sunday. And the half-mile racing is both days.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun out there during the 17th and 18th for the Kansas airstrip attack. And, of course, like I said, you guys were here last year. You said it was very well attended last year, and like you said, double the cars of this year. So somebody that may had not come out to last year's show, what all can they expect? Of course, you say you got the street racing, but there's going to be a ton of cars out there that may just show up just so they can just kind of show out, because, again, we're going to have a couple of car clubs there as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a car show going on. There's a couple of car clubs coming in from Kansas City. We've got a club called Drive KC. They're coming in from Kansas City, and they're going to be showing off a bunch of their cars in the, like, sort of like a booth area at the event. We've got an exotic car club also coming out. They're called KC Exotics. So they're coming out to display their cars. So people are coming out to display their cars from car show. We got a bunch of food vendors, some really good local food trucks that are coming out. And so we got that going on. And then in regards to racing, like, the range is, you know, crazy at our events. You know, like, I can go down the list and talk about the really crazy fast cars. I've got cars all the way up to 3,000 horsepower coming out. But at the same time, if I go down my list, I see cars at 200, 415, 300. You know, I'm going down the list. There's a wide variety of cars. A lot of people come out with just their buddies, and they just want to have fun racing each other. And then you've got the serious competition. So it's a wide range of types of cars, from domestic cars to exotic cars to fully built race cars. So anybody that's in the cars, and they can come watch the racing, they can come check out the car show. There's something for everybody here at this event.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, you are one of the owners of Shift Sector, which is you guys putting this program on. Tell everybody about Shift Sector, how you guys got started, and what you guys are involved in.
Sure. It was myself and my business partner, Ryan Fisher. We actually met on the street racing each other. It's sort of funny, but that's literally how we met. We were like at a light, and we were both in our cars, and, you know, we were both younger, so we raced each other, and then we pulled over, and we chatted, and we became really good friends. And for years, we would go out with our groups, like, early in the morning, 4 or 5 a.m., and illegally street race. So we don't do it anymore, I just want to say, but that's how we met. And then just over time, we thought, you know, it'd be sort of cool if we could race each other, but didn't have to worry about, you know, doing something illegal or getting arrested. So we started renting racetracks, and we'd race each other with our friends, and then we opened it up, and a bunch of people wanted to join us. So then, you know, that's just sort of how it started. It started small, but it sort of kept going. This is actually our 10-year anniversary for Ships Like This. We started in 2011. So now it's been 10 years, and now we do, you know, 6 to 7 events across, you know, different states. And, you know, obviously the events expanded. It's now become like a legitimate standing half mile with world records and insane cars and speeds that are hit. But it just started with a couple of enthusiasts street racing each other, and we developed a friendship, and then we became business partners.
And, you know, that's how it usually starts. It usually starts pretty organically. And the fact that you don't have to worry about doing something illegal now, you can do it legally and not have to worry about looking behind you and see if somebody's coming after you at the same time.
It's so. Sort of nice. You know, like, I mean, it's fun. It's all funny games, but we all grow up a little bit. And we realize, you know, that it'd be more fun to do it in a safe environment where we have, you know, a fire truck on standby. We've got, you know, like other people there. That know about cars that can help us out, and you know, it's become a really nice community for the racers. That like everyone knows each other, whether you're fast or slow. Everyone sort of becomes buddies. We have groups together on Facebook. We sort of chat. And everyone sort of helps each other, you know, learn how to go faster. And it's become a real nice community of racers. And we love traveling the country together. And we really enjoyed Independence, Kansas last year. And so we're really excited to be back. And even you know, like I'm encouraging people to come and check out the race, but on Saturday night we will be doing a free car show right in front of Brothers Railroad Inn, the restaurant there. You know, a bunch of the race cars will be just driving over there, and we're going to have dinner, and they're going to shut the street down, so people can come by and check it out and see if they like it. Then, you know, then they can come after the strip event as well.
Absolutely. That's what I was about to talk about. You're going to have that after party at Brothers Railroad Inn at 7 p.m. There'll be lots of music. Again, all the drivers will be there lined up. That way you can kind of check out the cars that are there. So it's going to be a very fun weekend. Again, that's going to be coming up the 17th and 18th out at Independence Airstrip for the Kansas Airstrip Attack. And again, you can check out Shift Sector's Facebook page. They'll have more information there. You can also go to their website, airstripattack.co, not .com, but airstripattack.co to check out more information on. I do believe you can get tickets there as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun that weekend. Bring the entire family out again. Twice as many cars from last year. I went to it last year, and it was so much fun watching those cars race. I mean, you're seeing cars going to 200 miles per hour, and it's just so much fun to watch. I had a blast last year, and definitely looking forward to it this year, Jason.
Yeah, and just keep in mind, you know, we allow people to bring in chairs and small easy ups, small ice chests, if they, you know, as spectators. We had VIP tickets for the whole weekend, but now Saturday sold out. But if you want to get in on a VIP ticket, I highly encourage people to go to airstripattack.co, because we still have some Sunday tickets left, and those VIP tickets gets you a bunch of complimentary beer tickets, free food, free snacks. You know, we have like tents and chairs and everything set up for you. So you get VIP tickets available for Sunday only, because Saturday is unfortunately currently already sold out. But the general admission passes, you get them for discount. You get the whole weekend in for $30. But if you don't, then you come to the gate, it's $25 a day. So, again, I encourage people to go to the website, get your tickets ahead of time, have a discount, save yourself some money. And for $30, you come out for both days, but only available at airstripattack.co.
All right. Well, Jason, I appreciate you coming on today. Again, I know it's a lot earlier out there than it is over here right now. So, but I do appreciate you coming on today and talking about the Airstrip Attack. And we look forward to seeing you again here in just a couple of weeks out there at the Independence Airstrip.
Thank you. I really look forward to it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Jason. You have a great day. All right. That is Jason Wong. He's one of the owners of Shift Sector. And again, the Independence Air, Kansas Airstrip Attack will be happening again on the 17th and 18th. And Lisa, before we get out of here, just want to, if anybody does have any more questions about everything we talked about this morning, how can they get a hold of you?
They can always give us a call at the Chamber Office, 331-1890. You can always check out our Facebook page. It's called Get Independence. And absolutely go to our website at indkschamber.org and all the flyers with all of the details about the events we've talked about this morning, and lots of other great information can be found there.
All right. Well, Lisa, again, thank you so much for coming on today. We really appreciate it. And we will see you again next week at around 8:10.
I'll be here.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will all get right back to Open Line here this morning. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning here in Southeast Kansas.
Hey, it's Dave Ramsey. Join me weekdays at 1 p.m.